Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this episode, we're going to look at selecting the right market to invest in. It's a commonly asked question, but it can have several meanings. So when we talk about the right market, do we mean timing of the market, the right time to buy? Do we mean location of the market? Because obviously different suburbs, different states, different cities all have different phases of their property clock or their market. Or finally, are we talking about our strategy? For example, buying units, flipping, buying into a buy and hold market. So it can have many meanings. Let's look at them in order though, because all are important. With timing the market, you can't ever time a market because that assumes that markets are good or bad. And really, it's all relative. If you are trying to buy property and you're shut out of the market as a buyer because prices are going up so quickly, as we saw over the past couple of years, then you may say that's a bad market to be a buyer. However, having educated in property thousands of people over the last decade or so, I've also noticed that the same people will call a falling market a bad market. So they'll complain either way. They'll say it's a bad market because it's too hot and they can't buy. And then they'll say it's a bad market because prices are going down and they can't buy. They don't want to buy into an asset that's going to go down in value. So let's adjust our paradigm. There's no good or bad. There's just objective facts. So in the current market, people are afraid. And that's really all a market is, a measure of people's fear and people's greed. At the moment, no one's being really greedy because they're all fearful. A better way to look at it, because you're never ever going to pick the bottom of a market. No one rings a bell at the bottom of the market. You only know that it hit bottom with hindsight, don't you? Because prices have gone up and you think, oh no, if only I had bought a month ago or 2 months ago, and it's too late then. What you should do is focus on what you can do, which is gain knowledge, understand intimately an area and a market and what you should be paying, and fundamentally where it's going. All the things you already know about property. Is there infrastructure? Is there demand in that suburb? Who is the end market? And then you'll cater that to your strategy. We'll come to strategy in a moment. But in terms of timing, I love this story, a fishing analogy. A young boy was fishing and he wasn't catching any fish, and an old man said to him, just wait till the tide goes down. And the young boy said, I thought there'd be no fish when the tide goes down because it's all shallow. And he said, no, that's when the fish come out and feed, because it stirs up all the plankton when the water's low. So that's when you throw your line in the water. Warren Buffett once said that when markets go down, it is like the tide going out, and you can see who's been swimming naked. So the tide is going out now, and it is definitely time to cast your line in the water. You won't get the perfect time of rock bottom. You may look back later and go, I bought a month too early or a month too late, but either way, when a market is falling, you can afford to get into the next level of the market. In other words, if you could only buy a unit in an outer suburb, but you really wanted a house closer to the CBD, this is the market where you can raise your sights and buy something that was previously out of your league. So I always say, in a down market, buy something better than what you thought you could. What I call blue ribbon, because there are certain markets that, yes, while they may go sideways or even down a bit, fundamentally, they're always going to hold their value. It's not like some fad like a mining boom or a holiday resort you're buying into. You're buying into somewhere that's growing, where people will always want to live. So that's the second point. Look at your areas and aim high. Aim higher than you would in what would traditionally be a hot market. So start to stretch yourself. It won't be a needle in a haystack, because there will be more motivated sellers. The stock may be a little bit thinner because sellers who don't need to sell or who want to will hold off. Selling may be discretionary for some. However, you'll find that some people sell not because they're distressed or they need to in any way, but because they want to take an advantage of a market. Everyone wants to upgrade. So someone may be sitting on a great property, but they wanted something better. So they'll take this opportunity to buy the better property. You could sit it out, hold the property that you're in, but when you get a higher price for that, it swings and roundabouts, you're only going to pay a higher price for the next property. So just roll with the market. It's a bit like catching a wave. You don't want to swim against the tide. You want to go with it. And right now the tide's going out, so time to cast your line. And then the final thing about a market is there are different strategies for different markets. So for example, right now, anecdotally, people don't want to renovate. So where you were competing with every man and his dog who'd watched the block, who were going to Bunnings and buying a tin of paint and thinking they could be renovators, now nobody wants those sort of properties because of the uncertainty with construction costs, with the difficulty of getting trades, with even building companies going broke. Gosh, if those guys who know everything and their numbers and get cheap materials and are so experienced, if they're going under, then what hope do the rest of us have? So a lot of people are afraid about that, and a lot of agents are saying there's higher demand now for a finished product. No one wants to have the uncertainty of work to do. So that may be a strategy that you adopt. Another strategy that you adopt may be to buy and hold instead of flipping or buy, renovate and sell. So what you want to do in that case is get to know the market intimately and reverse engineer what you need to do. So have a look at, for example, what if you're buying and holding, what are rents in that suburb? How tight is the rent? Is it easy to rent out a property, and are there more properties than tenants, or vice versa? Most markets are very tight at the moment, and there's rental stress. People are having trouble affording rising rents. So you want to find an area that's tight, where it's hard to find a vacant property to rent, because supply and demand, you can get higher rent. And you want to look at what that market is paying in rent. Can you do a small renovation and get higher rent? You want to get a bigger return on your investment, whatever that may be. And you want to look at where you can afford to buy. So a great thing to do is to check your finances first and reverse engineer from there. If you can afford a $500,000 property, then you want to start looking in markets that are selling $500,000 properties. You want to look at markets where you're going to get the rental yield that you want. Ideally, you don't want to negatively gear. You want, and it's very possible in this market, you want to buy low and you want to get higher rent. So it's great for buy and hold strategies. In fact, the market in the last couple of years has been awful for that, because you've had to pay so much to get in. No amount of rent can compensate you, and you're going to get a low rental return. return. Now, if you can buy low and rent being tight, you can rent it out for more. And in a perfect world, you'll have the lion's share of your mortgage and your debt paid by a tenant, which is what you want to do for buy and hold. If it's a flipping strategy just for cash flow, you're going to buy, renovate and sell. It also may be a good market for that in some areas, but you want to, again, look at the market on the ground. What do people require in a renovated property? Will a cheap product cut it? Maybe not in some suburbs. To get the money that you want to make the profit that you need, because remember, you're reverse engineering it, you want to make sure that you are able to achieve that sales price. And the goalposts may be moving a bit now, so you want to build in bigger buffers when you run your numbers. Run your numbers as if the market is going to fall 5% or 10% to give yourself some wriggle room and still make a profit. You can afford to be a little bit choosy and negotiate a little bit harder in this market, because it's great for buying, because the tide is going out and all the plankton is coming to the surface and the fish are biting. So if you want to know more and you're interested in getting in and for a ground level opportunity in this market with a rising tide, then go to the link in the comment section or the description section and click on that link for our property buyers toolkit. That gives you strategies for this market, tools for all of your research so that you can do your due diligence and understand what you should be doing to select the right market in all three senses of the word to invest in right now. Hope you enjoy this. Click on the link and I'd love to share more with you in our Property Buyers Toolkit program. If you're enjoying this podcast, we want to invite you to join the Property Lovers Facebook group. To find the group in Facebook, just search for Property Lovers. You'll see the group banner, which has the word Property Lovers Hub on it. It's a community for property lovers in Australia, and just like this podcast, it's been created to give you a competitive advantage so you can get superior results in property. Please come and join us today. And for any other information and all your property needs, please visit our website, dginstitute.com.au, because we've got a lot of other giveaways that can support you on your property journey. Things like negotiation, mental toughness. We've got a lot of mini courses there that can get you in the right space to hit the ground running when it comes to property acquisitions. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.